This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian pro-government media are ignoring the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility for the deadly attack last Friday at a Moscow concert hall, instead focusing on unsubstantiated allegations the mass killing was linked to Ukraine. Elizabeth Cherniff narrates this report from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
Russian authorities have shown several men whom President Vladimir Putin himself alleges were caught trying to flee to Ukraine. Analysts have cast doubts on the allegation. Others say the attack will help the Kremlin justify arguments for carrying out a new mobilization and buildup of its forces, which are under pressure after 2 years of full-scale war. With more than 130 dead, the attack on March 22nd goes down as one of the bloodiest in the Russian Federation's recent history. Some now worry the Kremlin will use it as an excuse for Moscow to step up its assault on Ukraine. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas after the United States abstained from the vote, sparking a spat with its ally Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position and would hurt Israel's war efforts. The U.S. State Department said on Monday it was surprising and unfortunate an Israeli delegation decided not to attend scheduled talks this week after the U.S. abstained from the U.N. vote demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a terrorist group designated by the United States as one. This is VOA News.